You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Monday to us all. You can be part of this fine production, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It is a text line. And Jess will get those calls when they come in. Thank you, Jess.
Yes, working hard today.
Appreciate you. Big show lined up for you today. Surprisingly, it's a Monday, but here we are working hard. Nick Ramos, he's the executive director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's going to check in with us at 4:30. It's been a while since we talked to Nick. Look forward to catching up with him. Also, some of the national news, apparently the health records, you know, report for Kamala Harris. She's got her physical in. She's apparently good to go. We have yet to hear or see an updated medical report from the hamburger, the Hamburglar. We're still waiting on Trump's, but
we're going to keep on waiting.
It'll be fine. Some of the national polling shows this race as it's tied up. I mean, can you believe it? The numbers look like they're tied. NBC released a poll saying it's tied. It's really, really hard to accept that. I mean, I'll believe the polls. Polls are polls. And you know, they talk to the people, and they have their sample sizes, and they have their standard deviations, and all those things. So there's lies, damn lies, and statistics, and these are statistics, and these are the polls, and they're looking like it's tight, which is very, very difficult to believe. Also, some efforts going on, obviously, FEMA on the ground in North Carolina, other states impacted by Hurricane Helene. Well, they have arrested one person for apparently threatening to, shoot the FEMA folks. You know, the cult. They're kind of buying into some of the lies regarding FEMA, and that is impacting not only work on the ground, but now has resulted in the arrest of one armed individual that we know of. We'll get to that as well. But I'd like to start out here locally, the great state of Wisconsin. Anytime I see one of our candidates in the national news, that's what I want to get to. And of course, unfortunately, this one happened to be about Eric Hovde. The Washington Post has a brief article about what Eric said over the weekend. He said that his political opponents, quote, are such a curse to our society today. A pox on you, Jess.
A pox on your
curse,
house.
A curse? Hovde, who's running against Baldwin, of course, made the comment during an interview with the Schrader Show, a conservative show on News Talk WTAQ, which broadcasts in Northeast Wisconsin. Hovde asserted that the, quote, progressive radical left is destroying our country and has weaponized the justice system. He blamed Democrats for propping up far-right candidate in the race to siphon votes away from him. That America First candidate Thomas Leger, L-E-A-G-E-R, has received money from people who have traditionally supported Democrats. The AP reported this month. The candidate told the AP he was recruited to run for the office by the Patriots Run Project, which the outlet reported in September has links to Democratic firms. So is that defending democracy when you have to do those kinds of games, Hovde said Saturday. So yeah, I mean, they're such a curse to our society today. The host, Steve Schrader, replied, you're absolutely right. The email sent Monday to Hovde campaign spokesperson was not immediately returned. Andrew Mamo, a spokesperson for the Baldwin campaign, said in a statement that Hovde continues to run a dark, divisive campaign that Wisconsinites will reject next month. Well, Andrew, I certainly hope you are right, because it is really hard for me to understand why there is that level of support, at least according to the polls, for the former president. It's tough for me to get my hands around. And it's not just me. It's also some of the former Republicans or perhaps current Republicans that have said they are not going to endorse or they're not going to support the former president. They're actually going to support Kamala Harris, as the Eric Gunn over at the Wisconsin Examiner lets us know. The list of Wisconsin Republicans endorsing the Democratic presidential ticket in November added three high-profile names, according to Mr. Gunn, longtime conservative commentator Charlie Sykes, former lawmaker and judge David Deininger, and one-time state Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz. Now, according to Eric Gunn at the Wisconsin Examiner, the three went public just before the weekend in a Zoom call with reporters to declare their support for Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee, and their opposition to Trump. Quote, "It is a uniquely dangerous moment, and it's a moment for us to set aside our differences," said Sykes, explaining why supporting Harris was not a difficult choice for me, even though he said he's likely to disagree with many of the policies on her agenda. "That's not the point," he said, "of those policy differences. The point is this choice that America has to make, what kind of country we want it to be." Now, in backing Harris, the three added to the Democratic campaign's concerted appeal across party and ideological lines to people who view Trump as a distinct existential threat. Now, there's going to be a theme line here today. We touched on it last week. We're going to continue to talk about this because it's not just, you know, this guy here, the libertarian turned libertarian voting Republican voting Democrat guy saying it. It's also Charlie Sykes. It's also Republican Dale Schultz. It's also Judge Deininger. These are the Republicans. These are the folks that are saying this. And if you don't believe me, maybe you would believe someone like Charlie Sykes, who I'm sure if you're a Trumpster and you were listening to local Milwaukee talk radio, just hell, even a few years ago, Sykes was on. He was your guy. He was the guy that was giving air to Scott Walker. He was giving life to Senator Ron Johnson. He supported these guys, got them on the air all the time. Charlie Sykes, that guy. You believed him then. You believed him then when he encouraged you to vote for Scott Walker. You believed him then when he encouraged you to vote for Ron Johnson. You believed him then. How about now? Is it now, or is he just too woke for you? In backing Harris, the three added, my apologies, unless or until the Trump era ends, that party will not regain its footing. And I think defeating him this year is a way to make sure the Republican Party can rebuild and get back to what has always been the party of Lincoln, the judge said. Sykes has opposed Trump since before he won the Republican nominee in 2016. He's one of the founders of The Bulwark, a digital publication established in 19 by anti-Trump conservatives. Now, Dale Schultz left the state Senate midway through Scott Walker's tenure as Wisconsin governor after voting against two of Walker's signature pieces of legislation, a bill that stripped public employees of most of their union rights and another loosening mine regulations. Oh, God, I forgot about all the mine stuff. Deininger was among the former judges who served on the Government Accountability Board, a nonpartisan agency that for a few years served as Wisconsin's elections and ethics watchdog. Now, after the board investigated Scott Walker's campaign for coordinating spending with outside groups in the 2012 recall election, at the time a violation of Wisconsin law, well, at the time it's been changed, Republicans in the legislature abolished the independent board in 2015 and changed the state's campaign finance laws to permit that coordination. When I was on the GAB, our primary function was to protect and preserve the integrity of Wisconsin government and our elections. That's the kind of leadership we need at the federal level. And sadly, it's the opposite of what we saw from Donald Trump. He did not equivocate in his criticism of the former president. Trump has lied repeatedly to the American public about just about everything. But probably worst of all is his lies that the outcome about the outcome and integrity of our elections, he said, recalling on January 6th, Trump encouraged a violent mob to attack the Capitol to overturn the 2020 election. That's what Judge Deininger said. The reality is a second Trump term would be far worse and far more dangerous, he added. Now, Dale Schultz, our friend, he's been a guest on this show in the past. He emphasized his belief in a bipartisan approach to governing and his faith that Harris and her running mate, Walz, would govern in a bipartisan manner. Now, in contrast, he pointed to the destruction brought by Hurricane Helene to the American Southwest and lies spread by the GOP standard bearers in the storm's aftermath. Schultz also drew contrast between Trump's evocation of a dystopian future and a candidate seeking the highest office inland, talking about the need to come together joyfully, working on the problems that face all of us, which is, of course, Harris. Schultz said, quote, I myself want to cast my lot with those folks who are optimistic about our future, not who are hung up on some sort of Mad Max scene that they see as a future for our country. There's more to it in the Wisconsin Examiner from earlier today, Eric Gunn. A couple more Republicans jumping on the Harris bandwagon. I did talk to Dale Schultz before the show. He was not able to join us today, unfortunately. And he kind of reiterated what he was seeing here. And for him, when the lies were being told about FEMA and those folks that are in such dire need after Hurricane Helene, that was his last straw. He, Dale is a very principled guy. And if you look at his voting record, I mean, he's very Republican. You can't deny that. But, you know, these days, I guess you look at it as the old Republican, someone who, you know, still believes that character matters, someone who believes that, you know, working together on the other side of the aisle and working with people, working to bring people up instead of bringing people down. Those old fashioned, quote unquote, philosophies, guys like Dale Schultz, he has that. And he has come out in support of Kamala Harris. So we appreciate Dale always. You come on. He's made himself available many times over the years for us. It's not all just about, you know, Republican versus Democrat. You know what I'm saying? This is really about, as this article said, and as Charlie Sykes said, where we want our country to go. And, you know, I saw Mad Max. That doesn't end well. You know what I'm saying? I saw Beyond Thunderdome. Doesn't end well. Road Warrior. Not great. Not great. Not great at all. There is an option. There is someone who is actually trying to bring people together, to trying to talk about the truth and to, you know, engage and be the executive of a government of we the people, of self-governance, and to provide the benefits and services and do the job that it takes. It's not a job about retribution. This is a job about getting things done and moving this country forward. Not backwards. We ain't going back. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign joining at the bottom of the hour. You can hit us up right now on the lines or on the text line, 855-757. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. It's a talk line. It's a phone line. It's a text line. You can join us there. Jess on the board working hard. Folks, be patient. I will get to you. And don't forget Nick Ramos, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Started out talking about these three Wisconsin Republicans coming in line for Harris. Charlie Sykes, everyone knows if you're in radio, you know Charlie Sykes. Judge Deininger, sorry, Judge, if I pronounced that name wrong, he was a Republican on the Wisconsin Accountability Board that was disbanded by the Republicans after having the temerity to investigate Scott Walker for coordinating with third-party groups, which was against the law at the time. He has come out for Harris, as well as has former state senator Dale Schultz. And Schultz's, as mentioned, some of his concerns were the lies being put out by the GOP regarding FEMA and the help being distributed down in North Carolina and other states. Dave Zweifel picks up on that a little bit in the Cap Times. I'll jump into the body of the piece as Zweifel writes, the rumors have been rampant. Some claim the Federal Emergency Management Agency is limiting payments to hurricane sufferers to $750, which they'll have to pay back within a year. That false claim, that's false, people, that false claim has led some people not to bother to apply for help at all. Now, Trump said the $750 limit is because FEMA spent all its money on immigrants who have illegally crossed the border, linking it to his other false claims about the border, other claims that the federal agency is only helping Democrats, skipping Republican areas. Again, bunk, bull. I mean, they're actually out there telling you that the Democrats, or they, quote unquote, they, somebody, is controlling the hurricanes, making them hit red areas, I guess. That's what they're literally saying. But Zweifel goes on. Alas, it turns out this nonsense isn't being touted only in the hurricane-stricken Southeast. It's even taken hold in Wisconsin's race for the U.S. Senate, where Hubdy has decided it would be a good issue to use against Baldwin. Who cares if it isn't true? Now, Hubdy, posting on the X, originally made the claim that FEMA used up all its money on immigration. Then when asked about the posting at a luncheon in Milwaukee later in the week, he doubled down on the claim. Never apologize. Never say you're wrong.
Well, they're never wrong.
See, that's... I would totally apologize if I was ever wrong, Jess.
Well, you're not a Republican.
Here is what he said. They were saying they're only going to give $750 per citizen who is affected. That's a pretty low standard for people who just had their livelihoods wiped out, and they don't want to address the fact of why FEMA is so low on funds because they're giving money, transfer payments to illegal immigrants and flying them into the country. Flying them into the country. Like, literally, I guess if I'm believing Hubdy here, FEMA
were they on the planes with all his cash?
I didn't even get time to get there. Well done. Well done. Yeah, they stuffed him in, hit him in the cash containers from Bank Azteca.
They're using the cash as a blanket.
Totally. The truth is, Zweifel writes, is that the $750 is initial money to immediately help pay for food and medicine. Money for repairing homes, items destroyed, temporary hotel rooms, and other expenses will be distributed once applications are processed. It's all standard procedure in dealing with disasters. Now, as for the money being spent on immigrants, yes, Homeland Security has helped some immigrants, but those funds are separate from FEMA's dedicated disaster relief fund and can't be used for non-disaster needs. The relief fund, incidentally, is running low because of all the natural disasters it's had to deal with in recent years. Former New York Times columnist Frank Bruni, who now teaches at the University of North Carolina and has witnessed the falsehoods up close, comments, quote, "My state is a cautionary tale of what happens when no corner of our lives is cordoned off from partisan exploitation and we lose our tether to the truth. I've seen politicking off human tragedy before, but seldom on this scale or with this stench." As Zweifel over at the Cap Times concludes that a candidate for the U.S. Senate in Wisconsin could stoop so low begs the question, could this really be that kind of a nation we've become? Question mark. Yes, Dave Zweifel, that is a great question. And I guess if we're going to gauge it, what kind of country we have become based on the outcome of this election, we're going to find out in 22 days. 855-752-4842. Mike from Spring Green, you will be first. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Well, I got more of a general question, and it actually came up about 10 minutes before your show came on. With all the facts and figures that you're giving and the recordings of Trump in the last hour about Obamacare and everything,
yeah.
I'm wondering, do you ever worry that you're hitting the right audience? Because I think you've got a big liberal audience, and we're already decided. I mean, I like hearing that, but it's not going to help for me to hear it because I'm already decided. Are you getting that stuff to the right people?
It's hard to say, Mike. You know, I would like to think that, you know, number one, are getting it to you and are articulating the very specific, you know, quotes and numbers and things that were said and those kinds of issues, helping, you know, bringing it to you and giving you something to talk about, giving you some talking points. I certainly hope that helps. Yes, do we have conservatives listening to this network? Absolutely, they do.
A lot of times they call in.
We encourage that. So, I mean, but whether or not they listen, whether or not they call in, whether or not they interact, does it change their minds? And I got to hope at some point, some little bit it does. When you get more and more folks that are on the right that are coming over to Harris's team. I mean, this goes beyond just, you know, the national figures of Cheney, Liz Cheney and those folks. I mean, these are local cats. You know, Dale Schultz lives in the state. Charlie Sykes, I mean, sure, he's around the MSNBCs, but he's been a local figure for a long time. And as mentioned, if you don't believe me, you don't believe the news reports, if you're going to look for other people's judgment in place of your own, and certainly and not mine, then where are you going? And what are those folks saying? I think that's the important part, Mike. I certainly hope so. And we'll take all the callers and we'll do everything we can to convince the folks what is right, what is proper. And I think a lot of folks need to determine for themselves what is important to them. Mike, what's important to you? Jess, what's important to you? I know where I'm at, and we have all our different priorities, no doubt. But if we're just talking about just the base level of self-governance, beyond what the tax rate should be, beyond whether or not gun safety should include a 30-shot round banana clip on an AK-47 that 18-year-olds should have access to. I mean, those are certainly questions, abortion issues, women's rights. Okay, those are all very important issues that need to be discussed, and I know where I stand on those issues. But it's hard to even talk about those things or even get involved in a back and forth and self-governance and, you know, going into a room and hashing things out when the guy who wants to become the president says he'll sick the National Guard or the Army on the citizenry. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Nick Ramos, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, coming up next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Awaiting our guest, Nick Ramos, the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He will join us shortly, I'm sure. In the meantime, we'll get to your calls, 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, it's great to see Dallas get their ass kicked. I just enjoyed that. Enjoyed Jerry Jones not enjoying the game at all. And, you know, that's looking at, you know, the whole Trump Bible thing, I wonder if the Bible has been edited as well, that thou shalt commit adultery, thou shalt bear false witness. And they don't include the entire Constitution in it, apparently. They cut it off after the Bill of Rights.
Well, that was a money-saving issue there, man. They got to have less pages. You know, it costs less then.
I mean, that ignoring the whole thing about, no more slavery, and everybody's got the right to vote, and, you know, women have the right to vote, and 18-year-olds have the right to vote. I mean, just if you don't print it out there, you can just ignore it and say, well, it doesn't really exist. I mean, that's
it doesn't even matter what's in it, honestly, dude. The guy, as long as you're buying it, that's all he cares about. I'm not convinced that I know you read a lot, Mark. I know maybe you take it to a side-by-side and put it next to the King James and flip through it and see if it compares word for word. But I don't have that kind of time. I'm not going to, you know, get into the details of fiction. But at the end of the day, man, this is just a grift. It doesn't matter. Like the whole thing could be blank. It could be just pictures of Donald Trump eating hamburgers. And if people buy it and he sells it and he makes money, that's all that matters. The whole point is to make money.
Yeah, it's certainly not to spread any values or, you know, good moral being.
Are you sure? Now, he might say it was, but, you know,
I don't care what he says. If you,
we'd share the values and good moral being for an extra $100. Oh, that one's going to cost you a little bit more. 855-752-4842. Herrick Hovde, what do you call us? He said, we're cursed. We're a curse upon this country. The Democrat parties. Democrats are cursed. They're a curse upon this country.
But it's our side that's using the really divisive and inflammatory language, right?
Indeed. All you Democrats. Wisconsin Watch has this out there, fact-checking Baldwin and Hovde ahead of their U.S. Senate debate. Now, that debate scheduled for what, Friday, right? this coming Friday.
Indeed.
Civic Media will have special coverage of that debate. So tune in for that. I can't believe it's coming already, folks. We're three weeks from tomorrow. I very much look forward to seeing, hearing this debate. But here is what Wisconsin Watch has to say. They published some fact briefs on more than 20 statements made by and about incumbents Baldwin and Hovde. As mentioned, they'll square off in their only scheduled debate on October 18th, 7 p.m. The Cook Political Report last week shifted the race from leans Democratic to toss-up. I'd like to just mention that for our Republican friends out there. It says leans Democratic, not leans Democrat. See how that works? I mean, I know you guys like to mess around with how you pronounce things to, you know, slowly and just gently insult everybody with your words. But if you want to have a good conversation, you call it, you know, leaning Democratic. But the bad news for Baldwin is no longer leaning Democratic. According to Cook, it is now a toss-up. Now, a recent Cook political report found Baldwin up by 2 points, and internal pollings from both campaigns reflect the number. However, a recent poll from Marquette, and we had Charles Franklin on recently, found Baldwin leading 53 to 46. This is tightening. This tightening as Hovde has further consolidated Republicans behind him and brought independents over to his side is largely predictable, wrote Jessica Taylor, who tracks U.S. Senate races for Cook. Wisconsin is one of the most evenly divided states in the country, and the 2022 Senate race was decided by 1 point. Taylor noted that Baldwin still leads among independent voters, though there has been movement towards Hovde among the bloc, a group of fickle voters who in 2022 reelected both Johnson and Evers. So some of the claims about Baldwin, according to the Wisconsin Watch, no, Baldwin did not fund a transgender clinic for use. I mean, it just goes to show you how, number one, how divisive these Republicans are trying to be. I mean, everything's about transgender for these Republicans. Here is what a Wisconsin Watch found out. Baldwin directed $400,000 in 2024 federal spending to Briar Patch Youth Services, a Madison, Wisconsin area nonprofit that provides counseling, shelter, and other services to runaway and homeless youths. It is not a transgender clinic, but has a program that supports queer youth ages 13 to 18. Now, Hovde alluded to the earmark in claiming that Baldwin, quote, gave all our money to a transgender clinic that does this without notifying parents. No, that's not the case. We are now joined by Nick Ramos, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, welcome to the show, man. Good to talk to you.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to apologize just because, you know, Monday is supposed to be a quiet, sacred day where I get to devote it to Dom and Jess and, you know, the degenerates over at Civic Media who are doing God's work. But for whatever reason, you know, it's like the world knows that I'm not busy and then they want to just pull me away for all types of goofy things. So my apologies, but I'm so glad to be here. So happy to be here. I hope you guys are doing good.
Yeah. Awesome, Nick. Pleasure to talk to you once again. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, tracking the money. And I got to tell you, Nick, I saw you quoted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This race, Dewey Strobel, Jody Habish-Sinikin, setting a record for the amount of money being spent, Nick. Oh, my goodness. Now, this used to be, I used to live in this area, so I no longer am in the North Shore. I'm in Bayview, so I can't vote for Jody Habish-Sinikin, but they're spending lots of money. Nick, what did you find out?
Well, you know, this is the blessing. I mean, the blessing of fair maps is the fact that we actually have races that are competitive, like in ways that people did not dream or imagine 13 years ago. I mean, people were not willing to put their name on a ballot because they knew they would get swatted out of the sky.
Yeah.
And now, like across the state, you are witnessing in districts that were not in play, people are going all out. And the curse of this thing is that our broken campaign finance systems from the federal level all the way here in the state, you get to witness in real time the arms race that has been created and the amounts of money that high dollar donors and the wealthiest of the wealth, the lengths that these folks are willing to go to try and win a race for a seat, mind you, that is what the salary is like $57,000
a year. $57,408 a year.
But they're going to spend millions. When it's all said and done and the dust settled and we're over here, you know, I guess celebrating after, you know, surviving the election season, we're going to look around and we're going to be like, well, what do we have left? And it's going to be a lot of money that got burnt on this race and other races that could have been spent on other things. And I just feel like we really need to have some serious conversations about campaign finance reform in Wisconsin. We're going to keep breaking records like with Jackson 5. And we need to be real serious and real intentional about where our priorities are as a state. And this can't be it. People matter more than money. And I need politicians to back that up instead of just telling me behind closed doors they think that instead. And then like during campaign season, they forget it all of a sudden, you know?
Nick Ramos, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. This particular race, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Daniel Bice, Mary Spacuzza, have already spent, the candidates along with two outside groups, Nick, have already spent more than $2.5 million in the race. The campaigns are currently sitting on another $500,000 in the bank with yet another month to go, meaning that this thing will end up probably costing more than $3 million. The previous record was $2.1 million in 2022. I mean, breaking records back to back to back, Nick.
Two back. The record before that was broken in 2020 by my father.
Oh, that's right.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah. So the money in the politics is going to be a thing. And I don't know. I mean, Nick, certainly the Democratic Party in the state of Wisconsin has been very successful at beating the Republicans at their own game. But that doesn't take away from the fact that this is still an ungodly amount of money.
And look, I mean, you know, Democrats, Republicans, they all are taking advantage of the system. And like we look at the parties and the committees, like, why shouldn't they take advantage of what's legal? I mean, yeah. The way it's written right now, I mean, you can max out as an individual, you can max out to your candidate that you're choosing. And so for these races, it'd be $2,000. And then you could go to the party you like or the committee you like, and you can spend unlimited money to them.
You can give them as much money as you want.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? They can do unlimited transfers between the committee or the party to the candidate. And the funniest thing is that it all stems from the 2015 rewrite that was under Governor Walker's watch. So, you know, they had the forethought to be like, you know what? Citizens United happened in 2010, basically said, hey, guess what? Corporations, you guys get free speech rights too. You get to, you know, put your thumb on the scale and you get to, you know, spend money just like regular everyday people. Then 2014, we get McCutcheon versus FEC. And guess what? There's no aggregate limit when it comes to the federal spending and just in a federal election cycle, how much money you can spend during that season towards directly a committee or like a candidate. And then in 2015, beautiful Wisconsin, during Governor Walker, guts the public campaign finance law that we had for Supreme Court races, and then rewrites it so that we double up on how much money we can then donate to gubernatorial candidates and Supreme Court candidates. So instead of $10,000 max outs, we can send $20,000 to our favorite gubernatorial or state Supreme Court candidate, unlimited transfers between the political parties and the committees to the candidates. And then it's like the transparency of all this, like we have so much out-of-state money coming in here and we can't keep up with it. Like it has created the Wild West and it's just dominoes that continue to hit. And then people are wondering, well, okay, like we're going to stop breaking records? Hell no. We're never going to stop breaking records until we actually put our arms around it. And guess what? We got Supreme Court races every year till 2030. And guess what? In 2023, the balance of the court was getting decided. In 2025, the balance of the court's getting decided yet again. So we spent $55, $56 million on that race. It's not crazy to think we're going to break it again in 2025. So I really want people to understand It is so important to not only go vote and get involved in these state legislative races, but it's really important to speak to your lawmakers and tell them that you want to see campaign finance reform. It's not good enough to just sit here and just watch people just burn this money, because your vote matters and money is not more important than your life.
Nick Ramos, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, you got a few more minutes after the break to stick around, talk a little bit more?
I am all yours.
All right, man. I got to get my fix. I also want to remind, during the efforts of the Scott Walker administration, when these laws were changed, Scott Walker was investigated by the Wisconsin Elections Commission for his own activities. Well, he was coordinating with third-party groups, had a guy on the payroll that was basically his campaign guy and also ran the third-party campaign. Well, that was not legal when it was happening. So what did they do? Heaven forbid, they did the John Doe investigation. They started looking into what was going on, how many millions of dollars were being funneled. It was a triple-double, if I recall. The penalties could have been in the tunes of $100 million if found guilty. Walker hired some great attorneys. They squashed the GAB, and then they changed the laws to what we have today. And the only quote-unquote good thing about this is they didn't expect that in a couple of years, Ben Wickler and the Democratic Party in the state of Wisconsin would beat them at their own game. Once again, Nick Ramos, Executive Director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. When we come back, Nick, I want to get your sense on what's going on in Wausau. This mayor pilfering the voting blocks. Man, he took the box. He can't take the box. He took the box. He's very concerned. He's the highest elected official. He should be in charge. Nick, I want to talk to you about that. Plus, we'll take your calls, 855-752-4842. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Nick Ramos, Executive Director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. You can find them online at wisdc.org, tracking the money in Wisconsin elections. And before we get to Doug Dinney, the mayor up in Wausau, I was looking at the site, Nick. The independent expenditures in legislative elections exceeded $8.9 million, man.
It's not even accurate anymore.
Right, that was one of a couple of days ago, man. It's old news now. That was last week.
You have to literally keep up to it every single day. So, we're going to update that, but
When we talk about the money and the politics, I mean, obviously a lot of folks on that listen to this show and listen to this network and are concerned. A lot of folks are concerned about money and politics. I would even venture to say there's conservatives that are also concerned about that as well, that it dilutes the value of our actual votes and doesn't really provide, the transparency that we would hope for, right? All these workarounds, man. Hey, you can give, a couple thousand dollars to the candidate, but you can give all the money you want in the world to the party, and then the party can turn around and give the money to the candidate, and you may or may not know about it. I mean, it's just beyond the pale. But what is it's one thing to say, hey, as mentioned, get a hold of your legislators, your lawmakers, tell them you want to address this, get money out of politics. I'm down, you're down. Lots of folks would be down for that. But what does that actually look like? I mean, we're gonna have to take over the Wisconsin Assembly and the Senate and get Tony Evers in the governor's office and push through some changes. How that doesn't affect the federal elections, Nick. So what kind of effort will actually take to make real change in these election laws?
Hey, I mean, that is at the heart and soul why this issue stalls out like a 1970 station wagon on the highway. Because honestly, some of these other things, you can have something very tangible that you can give somebody to go do out there in the real world. But running in politics, you're like, man, there are corrupting, big corporations, dark money, big forces coming in out of state that are diluting, the democratic institutions. And And like, you tell people that, and their eyes get big, and they're like, well, what do you expect me to do about it? That's just little old me. It's like you're asking me to be Rambo and run out into a field with nothing. And so what I say is look, one, you know, we talked about the fair maps, and it is going to be a piece-by-piece process. Like, you can't expect overnight success, but what you can expect is that we need to be taking advantage of the new fair legislative maps at the state level. After that, like, there is going to be real opportunities to be able to present legislation to address these issues. And I know in the past, like, Senator Larson, he attempted to try and put forth an integrity package that would try and at least get us back to pre-2015. It is sat on the shelf because we had a gerrymandered legislature. And I would encourage folks, like, as we're getting ready to start building some of these calls to actions and letters to the editors and very tangible things that people could pick up wherever you are in the world, like, to continue to connect with us and subscribe to the e-alerts and stuff, because we are going to have things that you can actually write and do from the comfort of your home that you can actually be able to bring to people, because the lawmakers aren't going to move and do anything if they don't feel like there's any real pressure.
Yeah.
And that's just facts. Like, they're going to sit there, and unless you bring the ruckus to them, they're going to be like, ah, it's not a problem. Who cares? You know? And so stay tuned, guys. But, like, know that, like, we have some real agency here, and we can move the needle if we show that we have people power on our side. And I promise you, there's a lot of people that are pissed about this.
Yeah. Nick Ramos, Executive Director, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, we got a caller, Ray from Madison, has a comment. Ray, welcome to the show. You're on with Nick. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just want, on the subject of the huge amounts of money that are being poured into elections, I just wanted you to tell your listeners something I'm sure a lot of them already know, that there's a fellow who wanted to do something about this. You may remember his name was Joe Biden. And 10, 15 years ago, he reached across the aisle to someone named John McCain, and they tried to get some legislation happening that would take money out of politics. They were not totally successful. They weren't successful at all, I guess. But it certainly was a nice effort. That's all I can say.
Thank you for the call, Ray. Nick, any thoughts?
Yeah, well, Ray, man, I appreciate you so much taking the time to call. And look, like, I think at the heart of what you're saying, the fact is that I do think there's bipartisan support for trying to get this done. I just think that because it's such a rat race, especially when election season, you know, comes into full effect,
yeah,
people just are like, you know what, forget it. We're going to take advantage of the systems. We know how the rules are, and we're going to just skirt the lines and do what we got to do to win. And I think at the end of the day, we will, when it's all said and done, we will get a bipartisan solution. That's the only way. And we're getting closer and closer to that as the days pass and as we get through November. So, again, I think your heart and your soul is right on, Ray. And so I appreciate you reaching out.
Nick Ramos, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Sorry we didn't get to have time to dive into the Mayor Doug Dinney issue of him
I
moving.
I love him, too.
No, but hey, Nick, appreciate the work that you do. If folks want to learn more about the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, hear about what you're doing, find out how they can get involved and support the mission, how would they do so, sir?
Yeah, well, come check us out, WISDC.org, and subscribe. And also, guys, constitutional amendment on the ballot, make sure you vote no. Vote no, vote no, vote no. I love you guys.
Love you back. You. Nick Ramos, Executive Director, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. You heard it from him. Hear it from me. Vote no. We'll be right back talking about more Trump sending the troops on you. Thanks, Nick.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.